a bit gutted now, obviously, been fired. So, yeah, unhappy I'm not still in that process.
And you got fired because you're an engineer?
No, I don't think I got fired because I'm an engineer. I think I got fired because I didn't fight hard enough in that boardroom. It's such a hostile place, and you really need to push yourself across and get across to Lord Sugar all the things that you've done, all the things you've achieved, and convince him why you should be in there. And the other two guys fought harder, and I ultimately lost out.
They ended up in a row with each other, and you were kind of marginalised at the other end of the table.
Yeah, that did happen. They did row with each other, and if anything, that gave them an opportunity to get across where they'd gone right and how they hadn't gone wrong. And in essence, that's ultimately what gave Lord Sugar his decision to keep them in and let me go, I think. So, you know, in a good way, you think to yourself, right, well, they're attacking each other. They're giving Lord Sugar fodder for them to be fired. And ultimately, it looked like it gave them reason for him to keep them in there.
Did the whole thing go wrong on that first pitch?
There were several failings in the task. That was one of them, I believe. If we'd got the whole magazine, ultimately we would have won. But I don't think it all went wrong there. There were probably a few bits and pieces that you can look at, and hence why any one of us could have been fired, because we all contributed something that probably went a bit wrong.
That pitch, though, it was the big one where you got nothing and the other one got an awful lot.
Yeah, the guy, I think what we missed out on there was no negotiation. We went in there with a strong position that we wanted to come out with, and we didn't budge on it. And the guy did offer opportunity. They didn't take it up. Missed.
The name, it was terrible.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it was extremely risque. And what we were going for was disruption. We wanted to make people spot it out of the rest on a dentist's reception table. I'm not being funny, you probably would. You see something like that, it would jump out at you. But I think what happened was that the name with the actual front cover design didn't go well. If the name had been, you know, worked into the cover, it was a little bit more jazzy, a little bit more ironic, it could have worked. It was a bit dodgy, but you know, you've got to take these risks in business sometimes, and ultimately this one didn't work out.
Could have worked brilliantly as a strap line.
It could have worked brilliantly, but that's it. That's life. Sometimes these things happen. You don't get it right all the time.
Now, why does no one listen to Susie?
I think Susie's got good ideas. She really has. It's just she needs to be a little bit more confident in those ideas, because if she's confident in them, other people will be confident in them. And ultimately, what happened in that boardroom is her fire was lit and she came out fighting, and hopefully she'll take that new sort of ideology and bring it into the tasks. And hopefully she'll get those ideas across more strongly and people will believe in her a bit more.
Would you read Covered?
Would I read Covered magazine? I'd probably glance at it and see what it was about. Whether I'd be interested in it, it's going to have to be down to the editorial content, because you know, these are new times. We're all out there trying to make a bit of money, hence why I'm in this show. So if they can help me with that, then I might give it a read.
OK. What do you make of the rest of the candidates? Who do you think's going to win?
I think they're all a great bunch of guys, and they've all got a lot of attributes that, you know, are good for business. I think there's several strong characters. I picked is going quite far. I think Helen's going to do quite well, because all you have to do is look at her winning streak. You know, that can't be total coincidence. She's obviously a very strong character. She's very professional. She's good at what she does. She's obviously led very well. I think she's one to watch.
Should you have been fired?
No, I shouldn't have been fired. I should still be there now.
Who should have been then?
Well, like I said, all three of us in that boardroom, Lord Sugar picked out a reason why we should have gone. Ultimately, I didn't fight why I should have gone strong enough compared to the others. So it could have been anyone really in that room. And it was a surprise to me, so there you go.
Would you go through it all again?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat. Absolutely loved the experience. Would recommend it to anyone. It's taught me so much. I've seen where I go wrong. I've seen where I can do well, and it's just given me a fantastic experience.